When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast that's sending the Swedes back to Sweden. It's the Pens and Stuff podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Abby.
And the Global Series starts yesterday,
Yeah, it started yesterday, and Ottawa beat Detroit.
Oh, that was the Global Series. Yeah,
Detroit came back from being down 4, sent it to overtime, 4-4. And lost it in overtime. But getting a point after being down 4 is still pretty good. So I'm not mad about it.
My prediction was not good.
No, it wasn't.
No. But we're back after 2 months or a week off. And podcast did get uploaded. Just go listen to that if you haven't listened to it. And we did 2 weeks of predictions. And I think that's where we should start, because Andrew absolutely did awesome.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Not as awesome as I did.
I went.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. Okay, go ahead. Talk. You deserve your flowers.
Well, I'm just saying, out of a possible 10 points, or, well, out of 10 games that we predicted, I only missed 2 of them.
She's just saying. She's not saying. She's just.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I only missed 2. So I got 8 points this week because I didn't get any correct scores, but I did get 8 points.
How many did I get?
And you and Dad did not get 8 points. I don't even know. How many points did you guys get?
Okay.
Sorry. That was a little rude. Dad got 2 points week 1, 3 points week 2, or I guess technically week 6, 5 and 6. And then Andrew, you got 4, or no, you got 3 points week 5. And then another 3 points week 6. So at least you're consistent.
We're coming. We're just biding our time until we're we come through with the absolute rocket cannon. But do you know where I did do well? The last episode, Jim asked how many points will the Penguins get in, I think it was 5 games in the next 2 weeks, right? I said 8, maybe 10.
Did we get 8?
That's true. That's true.
Impressive.
Lost the Devils game last night. Won every other game. So,
that's
not saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. So, I predict it when it matters. I can predict the Penguins, even though I didn't predict them right against this week. Cool.
Yeah.
No.
We won't hold it against you.
But thoughts on this week for the Penguins?
They needed it. Oh my gosh, did they need it? I mean, it was the what was going on with them in the course of the first 3-4 weeks of the season was ugly. It wasn't Penguins hockey. It wasn't what we're used to, but it was a lot better than the previous 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm pleasantly, I don't know if surprised is the right word, but I'm excited at the direction this team is going. They lost the jersey last night pretty badly.
Yep. But it was a tough game.
But I think the team is beginning to turn a corner. Now we have games coming up against Carolina, Vegas, and the Rangers.
Yep. Three very hard teams.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they do against these teams.
I was just about to say, we stacked up wins when we needed to. We're playing very mid teams this week, right? Like we played the Kings, who are good. The Kings are very good, and we held our own with them the entire game. We won. And then we
Yes.
played, and then we Buffalo, who's floundering, Columbus, who are floundering. There were other teams in that span there, like
San Jose and
San
Anaheim.
Jose.
San Jose and Anaheim. Yeah, all those teams. We did what we needed to against them, and now there are we may go 500 because we got Carolina tomorrow. When the, well today when this podcast is uploaded, then back to back against Carolina and Vegas, home and home. Like we're in Carolina, and then now we're in headed to Vegas, or then we go home to Vegas. And
Home
then
to Pittsburgh.
Rangers Thanksgiving Eve in Pittsburgh, then Buffalo, and then Toronto, which Buffalo's
Back
the
to
only one
back.
that I, yeah, Buffalo's the only one that I'm like, they can win that one. I'm not sure if they can stand their own. This is going to be very showing to see if we have what it takes to win a cup. Now, do I think we do from what I've seen this week? Yes, but the last 2 weeks, yes, but again, they
Those
were
aren't the teams
teams
you're going to
that
see in the playoffs.
no. You're not
I.
going to see a Columbus. You're not going to see a Buffalo. You're going to see a New Jersey when Jack Hughes and Timu Meier and Nico Hischier get back. And the fact that we couldn't beat them without their first line is embarrassing.
Well, I think in the New Jersey game, especially for whatever reason, we just looked slow and old and nothing was clicking. I was texting Andrew during the game. I was like, what is the opposite of crisp? Soggy. Our game is soggy. And I don't know why that description just fit last night's game, but it was just nothing was connecting and everything felt like we were just a half a step behind. And it was very, very frustrating. Like we started out well the first 10 minutes of the first period, but then it just started declining from there. And I think that comes with age, especially because our team just is old. And I think this is going to be something that we keep seeing this year is just guys not able to connect on passes, not able to finish plays, not able to forecheck the way that you need to in order to make any motion in the playoffs.
Okay, listen, I agree with that, but I will say we hemmed in these young teams that we played this week and the last week, these last 2 weeks, very well. This was a stretch that we were playing young gun teams. We were playing the Kings, who aren't have old people, but they have a lot of youth. We played the Buffalo Sabres, basically all young outside of Tuck, and Tuck's even what, 27, 28?
And Skinner.
And well, yeah, but and Okposo, I guess, is on the team too. But what I'm saying is the majority of these teams had a majority of young guys, and we played with them. So I'm not afraid of that. What I am afraid of is speed. That is one thing that just shows, not sets apart New Jersey from every other team in the league. They are a fast team. And the
Well, and
problem
that's.
is the Penguins, especially when they get odd man, when they're 5-on-4, when they're playing with the power play, they like to be methodical. They like to set it up. The problem is New Jersey, you're not going to get a clean look with New Jersey's penalty kill because they're going to jump to the puck. They're so fast. I had buddies over last night. I was talking to them about the shorthanded goal, and I was like, the problem is Pittsburgh, very methodical on the power play, right? Wait for the perfect shot. And it bugs the crap out of me, but that's what they do. And then, but the problem with New Jersey is they're so fast, they get to the puck so fast. They had three odd man rushes on one power play. New Jersey did on the Penguins power play. And that comes from them being slow.
Yeah,
So
and I,
we need more speed.
right. And I think, well, too, especially in that New Jersey game, I noticed that Pittsburgh was trying to play the fast game, which is why they were turning it over so much and why they were giving up so many odd man rushes is because they were trying to play the fast game, but your team can't play the fast game. So I think Pittsburgh just needs to stick to the game that they know, which is playing good defense and being hard on the forecheck, but also just like staying on pucks. But like there's a certain degree to which obviously when you're playing a speedy team, you have to skate with them. But also I just felt like New Jersey's play was affecting the way that Pittsburgh was playing as well, and like they were trying to play the same way, which they literally can't.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that led to a lot of poor plays on Pittsburgh's part as well.
Yep, 100%. Do you have anything
Anyway.
else, Jim?
Nope. I agree 100% with what you
Okay.
guys are saying, and it's absolutely exactly true. We got
Okay.
to get younger. We got to get faster.
Yeah, Ed. Problem is, I don't know how we do that. I mean, Vinny Hinostroza has been an amazing addition to this lineup.
Stellar. You see him every single time he's on the ice. He chases that puck. He
And
goes hard on the back check, the forecheck. He's just a very good hockey player.
yeah. And I love that third line, and I think that's something that we've been missing in the past few years for the Penguins, is that third line that can, that every time they're on their ice, they're net positive. They may not score, but they're grinding. They're not letting New Jersey score. They're
Well,
gonna they're
actually, they were on the ice for at least two of the goals that New Jersey scored last night.
Okay, I meant the opponent score most of the time is what I'm saying. Okay,
Okay.
don't rip on me right now. I'm
Okay,
praising them
okay.
because the last few games they've been amazing. They've been awesome. I've watched the last few games. Like every time they're on the ice, they're in the offensive zone. Like they're not letting the opponent get offensive zone time most of the time, except for New Jersey. But I think, yeah. So what do we see? So the 18th, the 19th, the 22nd, the 24th, we have games. I don't know if we'll be recording a podcast over Thanksgiving. You guys might. I won't be available. I'll be
Yeah, I don't think.
In Illinois.
No, I think. Do we want to predict both weeks?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another 2-for-1 week coming your guys'
Yep.
way. So we have, let's see, we have Carolina, Vegas, New York, the Rangers, Buffalo, Toronto, Nashville, and Tampa Bay. These next 2 weeks, that's a total of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points. Again, where do we see the Penguins sitting after this week of games?
I think Pittsburgh can go 500 and get 7 points out of this week. I don't know if they get more than that, but I think 7 or 8 is probably a good place to land, because I think they could sneak away with a win against Toronto. They could sneak away with a win against Carolina, but I don't know. I think 7 is probably a good number there.
Yeah. Jim?
Yeah, I'd say 7 is probably doable, maybe 9.
Yeah.
I'd say in the 7 to 9 range. Can I say that? Is that a
I mean,
acceptable answer?
We'll allow it.
Okay.
But so for me, I think we beat Carolina this week. Today, Saturday. I think we do.
Okay.
I think we maybe take Vegas. I think we could. We're home. It's the back of a back-to-back, so I know that's, you know, it's difficult. I say that one's a wash. I'm not sure about that one. Rangers, I'm excited for this one. I know it's Wednesday.
I will say, though, that Sunday game against Vegas, Vegas is also on the back end of a back-to-back.
That's important information. So I think they could do that. And obviously, well, who are they playing that first game in the back-to-back?
Philadelphia.
Okay, so we'll get their starter. We'll get their starter goaltender. We'll get Aiden Hill, more than likely.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
And
Philadelphia's
they'll probably
better than Pittsburgh this year.
That's true. Well, and then the Rangers,
either
I'm
way.
Excited to watch this one because it'll be a preview, because I get to go to a Penguins-Rangers game in March, so that's fun. But we get a preview. Hopefully there's a lot of chippiness, and I think the Penguins will be able to, you know, actually rock with the chippiness this year, I think. For also first look of Blake Wheeler in a Rangers jersey. Then Buffalo, I think we can win. We have beaten them already this week month, so I think we could do that. Then Tampa, Toronto, it's tough.
But Pittsburgh
Predators
has a hard time playing in Buffalo, to be honest. We haven't won in Buffalo a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. But I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Last another
Valid.
The Toronto game on Saturday is also, we're on the back of a back to back, but Toronto is also on the back of a back to back. So
I like that
we
they're
got
doing that now.
a little bit of grace in the schedule there
Yeah.
as
And
well.
then we have the Predators and then Tampa. So those two games are very winnable, I think, for the Penguins.
Well,
I
yeah,
don't
as
like
long as we
Toronto.
don't, I mean, the Lightning have had very good goaltending from Jonas Johansson.
Which
So,
is mm-hmm.
and Pittsburgh is very
susceptible to the
prone.
backup. Yeah.
No, they're prone to hit hot goalies.
Yeah.
And so, as long as we can solve their goaltender, I don't think Tampa will be that big of a problem, but
No.
because they're
I
also
mean, they
kind of
looked
old.
bad. They looked tough last night in the first period against the Blackhawks. And I mean, I know the Blackhawks are decent and Mrazek is a good goalie,
Somehow.
but they should not be doing that tough against the Blackhawks.
No. It's a little bit
So
embarrassing.
we will take a break and we'll come back after these words from our sponsors.
The holidays are nuts. It's crazy. Parties, meals, family, shopping. I mean, it's all just crazy chaotic. But it may be too early to start decorating for the holidays, but it's never too early to start your holiday shopping. And why not take care of it now before the crowds and packed calendars make shopping a total nightmare, especially when you can get some of the best deals of the season well before Black Friday. You can shop Raycom products right now and save up to 50% off because their early Black Friday sale is going on now. Raycon is known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features at half the price of other premium tech brands. It's no wonder their products have racked up tens of thousands of five-star reviews. To get everyone in the holiday shopping spirit a bit early, Raycon is currently offering 20% off everything on their site with select products up to 50% off. So, beat the crowds, save now. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Raycon's early Black Friday sale. Hurry now to buyraycon.com/THPN to get 20 to 50% off site wide. That's raycon.com/THPN to score up to 50% off Raycon products. Buyraycon.com/THPN.
Bet the action on the ice with Draft. Kings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is my go-to for sports betting, but especially some of the lines you get in the NHL. Today, November 17th, you can get Buffalo on the money line against the Winnipeg Jets at +145. That's my favorite line for today, but also you can get Detroit at +142 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Download the app now and use the code THPN. New customers can get $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey. That's code THPN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8 Hope NY or text Hope NY 467369. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2023. All rights reserved. All right, welcome back in to the Pens and Stuff podcast. We have random crap we want to talk about today, perhaps. Also, our soundboard is down, so that's why you're not getting the random crap we want to talk about today music. I'm sorry.
Which
It's
is
not something you look forward
disappointing.
to every week.
That's like my
That's
favorite
on us, you
music.
know? That's on us. We apologize.
Well, I would like to talk about net guards. I don't really want to talk about the
Okay.
whole thing with because I don't want to, it's
Yeah.
kind of like a political thing
It's
and
fun. Yeah.
It is what it is. And I mean, not political. Obviously, the guy, if he did it on purpose, he should be punished. Job. But I don't know anything about that because I wasn't there. I don't know. Anyways.
I also don't play hockey,
It's true. As far as net guards go, I've heard a lot of different people talking about it, a lot of people advocating for them to be mandatory. I don't know if they should necessarily be mandatory. Obviously, if a player doesn't want to wear one, that's their own life they're putting in danger, right? But I think it's really cool to see players now realizing that that is actually, like, you're playing with these insanely sharp blades on your feet, and you're not, like, in certain instances, you're not in that grade of control of your body. And so, like, obviously, if you could protect yourself and keep yourself from that kind of injury or dying, because that is, like, a possible, like, we're realizing that the actual danger in that. I think it's really great, and that more people are talking about it. And for another thing that people keep bringing up is that, like, it's mandatory. I heard even Wayne Gretzky talking about it all through, like, Pee Wee hockey, minor hockey, junior hockey, all of this. It's mandatory to wear a net guard. So why does the NHL just graduate to not wearing net guards? And, like, the AHL, when you're a professional player, they don't mandate it anymore. And I honestly, I it kind of logically, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're going to protect yourself as a younger person, why wouldn't you want to protect yourself as you're getting older too? Like, obviously it's your own life in your hands, but anyways, it just seems strange to me that they don't still wear them once they're in the NHL. I don't know. Anyways.
I think it's, you know, once the incident happened, excuse me, a lot more people became aware of just how sharp these knives that we're standing on are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes more of a common sense type of thing, I think, than even a debate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with what you say, Abby. You're absolutely right.
And I am under the camp that they should be mandatory for everyone. I mean, you made helmets mandatory, right? You then made visors mandatory.
That's true.
Why are we not making net guards mandatory? For
especially
one
thing, after somebody dies. Hello?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's true. Think, like, if you're going to make me wear something that impedes my vision, right? Why aren't you going to make me something that might save my life? It's not like, obviously it's going to be a little itchy at first. You'll get used to it. You got used to the visors. You got used to the helmets. But one thing I will say, I think it's smart for them to be mandatory, because not only for the person who might get cut, but for the person who's doing the cutting. If they can, you know, the guy who got cut the man, whether he meant to or not, he's going for manslaughter. Like, your leg doesn't kick up in that thing anyway when going for a hit. So keep your legs under control. But I don't want to accidentally cut someone's neck and then get arrested for manslaughter. Like, and I don't know if the dude meant to do it or not. That's not for me to say. That's, you know, between him and God and Adam Johnson eventually. But for me, like, if I'm playing hockey, I'm just trying to play the game. Like, and I don't want that to be something that I could be thinking about. Like, if I go in for this hit, am I going to accidentally murder the man and get arrested, right? So
that's true.
I don't know. I think it's smart to wear them. And you see guys now, especially on the Penguins, Ryan Graves was wearing it last night. I think Eric Karlsson's been wearing them in practice.
Jeff Carter started wearing one like the day after the accident.
Yeah.
Or the game after the accident.
So yeah, it's a crazy thing. Also, something I want to talk about along these same lines. The owner of the Winnipeg Jets, I forget his name, but he flew out Neil Pionk, Alex Iafallo, and a couple other Winnipeg Jets for the funeral.
Yeah, because they played junior hockey with Adam Johnson.
Charter jet. He said, I heard a clip from Pionk. He was like, He was like, it was awesome. And he was like, if we would have been there one way or another, he said, but we would have only gotten to spend a couple hours there. But because he chartered it, and we got to spend over 24 hours there. And he's like, and he basically told us when it happened, he was like, anything you need, no questions asked, you guys get it. Like, he was like, it was awesome. And so I just want to, you know, we can say a lot about the old white boys in hockey, but the owner did a stand up job there for those guys. I was impressed, because the owner doesn't need to do that. Like,
no.
Yeah. Owners get the shaft every once in a while in the court of public opinion. And that's that's a good thing. Good on you.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I just wanted to make that known, but
yeah,
that's random crap I want to talk about today. Short random crap. But I mean, I guess we could talk about our teams if we want to, like Dallas or Boston or Toronto or no, Abby, I know you have something you want to say about Dallas probably.
I mean, I'll always talk about Dallas. If people want to let me talk about Dallas, I'll talk about Dallas.
I've got Calgary. They're awful. I've got Minnesota. They're horrible. Toronto's not bad. Toronto's doing well, but unfortunately, that's it. Back off. All right.
Well,
back
how, off okay. Toronto. How would you like to be me? Okay. Last year I was following Vancouver. They suck. I jumped from them to Seattle. Seattle sucks now. Vancouver, best team in the league.
You should not have.
What the heck is about that? What the heck
Guys,
is about that?
No,
if I hadn't switched, Seattle would be doing the exact same thing Vancouver's doing.
I have stood pat. I have not switched any of my teams. Detroit is third in the Atlantic. Pittsburgh, I mean, is sixth.
Boston's
but Dallas
first.
Is first in the Central, and Anaheim's fourth in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Just don't change your teams, guys. Just don't do it.
Witty. I would. Okay.
I want to change my teams.
Can I try a experiment? Can I switch back from Seattle to Vancouver for my team?
No, because then Vancouver's going to do bad.
No, I just want to see. I want to see. Okay.
No, I think that would be a great idea. That way we see if it's Andrew or if it's just coinkydink.
That's what I want to do.
But I want Vancouver to succeed because I have Thatcher Demko and Quinn Hughes on my fantasy team.
Okay.
Oh, Andrew, absolutely. You're changing now.
Just for 1 month.
Fine.
And if Vancouver starts plummeting and Seattle does well, I will jump back to Seattle. So I'll take Jared McCann down with me as opposed to. Is Tanner Pearson still on the Canucks?
No, he's somewhere else now.
Is there a pen on Vancouver? Well, Billy Guerin is their GM. No, Billy Guerin.
Billy Guerin's the GM. Rick Tockett's their coach, yeah. I don't know if
Billy
there
Guerin's
is a penguin
GM
on.
For Minnesota.
Oh, Teddy Bluger's on Vancouver.
Yes, Teddy Bluger. I love Teddy.
Okay.
That's why they're
Teddy
doing
Bluger.
So well.
It's the morale, man. Teddy went to Vegas
Teddy
and they won
Bluger.
The Stanley Cup. Teddy went to Vegas and they won the Stanley Cup.
Did you know that Bluger is only one of two Latvians to ever win the Stanley Cup?
Nice.
Who's the other one?
No clue. I saw that when it came up.
But we're talking about our other teams.
Can you talk about Dallas?
Okay. I want to talk about Dallas's game last Sunday against Minnesota. This was extra sweet because Anna votes for Minnesota, our older sister. And, oh, Dad, that's true. You vote for Minnesota, too. Boo. Anyhow, this game was insane. I didn't get to watch it, but I was following the stats popping up on my phone. I was like, holy crap. But Dallas beat Minnesota 8-3 was the final. Seven of those goals were scored on special teams.
Wow.
Seven goals. I think two. Hang on. One, two, three, four, five power play goals and two shorthanded goals. The only even strength goal was Matt Duchene for the third goal of the game. But
that was the only even strength goal of the entire game.
Yeah. Well, the only even strength goal for Dallas.
Yeah.
And then two of Minnesota's goals were even strength, and then they got a power play goal too. But yeah. I mean, there were just a lot of penalties in this game too, obviously. But that's what you get when you get Minnesota versus Dallas, because they hate each other, which is awesome. Love that.
That's
But
true.
Anyway,
All right, I would like to talk about, sorry,
I was
my
super into
teams.
it.
That's great. I'm proud of
Anyway,
you. I'm happy
thanks.
for you. Your Dallas talk is why people keep coming back to the podcast, really.
It's
A podcast
true. It's
about
the
Pens and
Pens
Stuff
and stuff.
podcast.
They come back for the stuff, not the Pens.
Yeah. So I would like to talk about my teams, where we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six players in the top five in points this year, and the top three are all from my Vancouver Canucks. Let's go! What?
Oh
JT
my
Miller,
gosh, you
Elias Pettersson,
bandwagoner.
Quinn Hughes.
You bandwagoner.
Top first. They all have 27 points, which is actually ridiculous.
To have three guys on the same team all with 27 points.
Yeah.
One of them being a defenseman. That is insane.
And then Brock Besser is down here at 21. So that
Dude,
first
come
line
on.
Of,
what are you doing?
Well, no. Miller and Pettersson center different lines. So that's their top two lines that are getting on the board like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous. So I'm happy for my Canucks, you know, seeing them. And then Pastrnak's at 24. Hey, I've been following Boston for like 3 years. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, Boston, I don't care about that. But
Crosby's at fifth with 20. And then Gensel's right there at six with 19. And Philip Forsberg's there at 18. Malkin's
okay.
at 17.
The fact that Jack Hughes is still in fifth place for points and has been injured the past four games, bonkers. That's insane. But anyway, sorry, continue. That Detroit
okay.
Red Wings first line that everyone was talking about, the with DeBrincat and Larkin, and I can't remember who the other wing was, but they were all like, this is a great line. This is going to be one of the best lines in hockey this year. And they've shut it down a little bit, but
yeah, not great.
They were hot for a while. That's right.
So everybody was asking about who the other Latvian is to win the Stanley Cup.
Well,
everyone
by
has
everyone,
done,
you, yes.
I have done some research and I have found the answer.
Okay.
The answer is Sandis Ozalich.
Oh, I knew that.
Who played for Colorado in the 1995-96 NHL season. And he won the Stanley Cup with them. And then Teddy Bluger became the second last year with the Vegas Golden Knights.
I think he, though, became the first to ever take the Stanley Cup to Latvia, though.
Yes, he did. That is correct.
Yeah, maybe.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
So there
Hometown
you go.
Legend Teddy Bluger.
We love Teddy
him.
Bluger. He's my favorite. I just
we
picked him up in fantasy because one of my
not.
Guys. I did. Because it's a really big league and there are slim pickings for
in the
free
ESPN?
Agents right now. No.
The TH.
I have a different league that I'm a part of.
You have a league that I'm not a part of?
Yeah, because you don't write for In the Rink, dude.
Oh, valid. Go check
anyway.
Abby out on In the Rink. Are you still writing for them?
It's inside the rink. But yeah, I took inside a break because we moved the past 2 or 3 weeks. So I haven't written anything. But
do they know that? Do you
more
talk
content?
To your higher ups?
Yes, I did. More content coming your way soon.
Good. Go follow her, Abby Augustine on Inside the Rink.
Yep.
www.insidetherink. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Are we on to predictions?
Let's go to predictions. We got 2 weeks of predictions for you guys because we will not be recording Thanksgiving week because we will be stuffing our faces and pooping our pants and watching football. So hockey's going to take a back seat here for, at least for me, for Thursday and Friday, because for the first time ever, we have Black Friday night football. What? Let's go.
Friday night football?
Yeah, because so the thing is, Amazon has the market for Thursday night football, right? Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanksgiving goes to CBS, Fox, and ESPN, the big three.
Yep.
So for their Thursday night football matchup, they moved it to Black Friday, and they're marketing it as Black Friday night football, which will be
that
fun.
That actually makes sense for them because of being Amazon and
Amazon.
All that.
Yep.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But
I mean, people
I
will be on
question.
Amazon, and they'll see the ads for Friday night football. What?
Is this one of the first times ever that they've had a game on Friday in the NFL?
Quite possibly, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's always just been Thursday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Which, yeah. Okay, speaking of Friday night, hold on. I've seen multiple people post about it, and they obviously listen to the podcast because I've been ranting about it for forever. Why does the NHL play two games on Friday night and then on a Tuesday night have 16 games? It makes no sense. You have no college football that people care about on Friday night. You have no NFL on Friday night.
The only market you compete with is the NBA. Yeah, and if people are going to watch the NBA, they're going to watch the NBA. Because that's every night, too.
Most of the night time, the NHL people, the hardcore fans who are going to watch 16 games on Friday, are not going to be watching basketball. Like, those two things don't correlate.
But the hardcore fans are also not going to be able to watch 16 games on a Tuesday because most hardcore fans are middle-class people who actually have jobs.
Blue-collar workers, let's go. I don't know if my job is considered. Is being a pastor a blue-collar or a white-collar or both?
No, it's a white-collar, obviously.
It's technically, I was just going to say it's a white-collar. But anyway, let's go to predictions.
Okay, so last week, the last 2 weeks, I want to jump in here because I want to give kudos to Abigail.
No, don't do that. Her head's big enough.
When we started these last 2 weeks, Abigail was in second place, 3 points behind first. At the end of these 2 weeks, Abby got tied for the lead. Very good on you, Abby.
Thanks.
But these last 2 weeks, she went 4-5 and 4-5. So 80%, Abigail, 80% both weeks. I'm flabbergasted and proud. You did a great job. You missed one game only each week. And it's possible to think that the game that you picked wrong in each of these weeks were ones that, the first week you picked Dallas over Boston and missed that one.
That one's a hard game to predict.
That was a hard game to pick, but Pittsburgh and Buffalo, I think that was also a hard game to pick considering how Pittsburgh was playing when we made the predictions.
I mean, Pittsburgh was playing pretty poor, so.
Yes, absolutely. But
in general, if the other team has a chance to beat Pittsburgh, I just vote for that team because then either way, I'm happy.
Gotcha.
So it's all based on feelings.
As a podcast, overall, through week six, we are 55.6% picking the right team.
Guys, I apologize. I'm dragging you guys down.
You really are. The collective percentage goes down.
Abby and Jim are both 60% overall.
See.
Andrew's at 46.7. But he can bring that back up this week.
I'm trying.
I hope he does.
I'm trying.
Are you really trying, Andrew? Because I remember you voted for Nashville twice last time.
Okay, guys, look. It's a bad look. It's a bad look, okay?
It's a terrible look.
But when a team like Nashville has a team like our goalie like Saros, I'm gonna lean on Saros. It's just plain and simple. Saros is worth a couple goals, you know? Or a goal at least. A goal and a half maybe. So yeah. And especially we're picking Nashville again this week. And I may have to slide over to Nashville's side, just you know. I don't know. I'm sorry if you don't agree with that, but it's what it is.
I don't agree with that.
All right, shall we get into the first week of predictions, boys and girls? And as always, I will pick last because I'm losing. You guys need
Abby should because she had the best 2 weeks.
No,
but, no. Who was in first last time we recorded?
Dad was. Me. So you
that's
go first.
You first because you guys have Abby hasn't surpassed you yet.
Okay, fine.
That's how we did it last time.
That is how I did it before.
Fine. All right. So week seven. We have on the 17th, we have Detroit facing Toronto in Detroit. I have Toronto winning this game 4-2. Abby, who you got?
Oh boy. This is actually kind of a tough one, I'm not going to lie to you, because it's interdivisional, so usually teams play harder because it has more to do with the standings. And Toronto's been hit or miss this year, kind of depending on their goaltending, with, like, Joseph Wall's been playing really well, but, like, Samsonov's been kind of eh. And so, like, it just depends. And the same thing goes for Detroit. Like, they're just, like, kind of iffy this year. But I'm going to say Detroit, and I'm going to say by a score 3-2.
Andrew?
Nice. No, you. Oh, no, you already went. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Ha, ha. I have written down here Toronto 4-2. So, I do like Detroit, though. But I just think, I don't know. It's hard to bet Detroit against Toronto when Toronto's been good for so long. You know, like, not, you know, they haven't won anything. But right. They've been a good regular season team for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when Detroit's done nothing.
And when a team has Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares, these guys, like, you want them William to succeed. Nylander. And you can't. Yeah. Yeah. Nylander, you have a hard time voting against them, which is fair.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, and this game is also being played over in Sweden on a neutral site. So I, at that point, you go with a team that has the best talent, and that's why I picked Detroit or Toronto, excuse me.
Yeah. So yeah. Did we all pick Toronto or Abby? Did you go Detroit?
Abby picked Detroit.
Okay. Well,
because they did claw back in that Ottawa game. So
yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But it's Ottawa, not Toronto.
Also true. Next game is on the 18th. This is a Chicago at Nashville, also being played over in Sweden for the Global Series. I'm actually picking Chicago in this game to win it 3-2 in overtime, possibly even a shootout. But I like Chicago in this game.
I don't like Nashville ever. I just this year, and I predicted them at the beginning of the season to be, I think, last in the Central. So
you did, and that was despicable.
But they're last in the Central right now, and I don't think they're going to pick it up, because I just think there are too many pieces that aren't clicking right now for them. So I'm also going to say Chicago, and I'm going to say Chicago 4-1.
And this is where Andrew gets his comeback started. I got Nashville 5-4 in overtime, wrapping up the Global Series. Also, they're trying to grow the NHL in Sweden, and they send over Toronto and Detroit and Ottawa and Chicago and Nashville. You know what, though, guys? So
Nashville, probably not. But all of those other teams have very large fan bases, which I think is probably why.
Hey.
They have very large markets and their fans are very committed, which I think is Nashville, probably why.
Nashville has Soros, and that he's a big name in Sweden.
Okay. Can I change my Toronto and Detroit prediction, please, to Detroit 4-2? I just noticed that Detroit has already played a game in Sweden. And Toronto's probably just getting over there. So Detroit's had a longer time to get acclimated to the time difference, the thing. And I think Detroit's going to win 4-2.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
I totally didn't
realize that. Next game is on the 18th. Also, it's all right. Also on the 18th, we got Colorado at Dallas. I'm picking Dallas to win this game 5-2. Abby, who you got? Duh. Like, I got to ask.
Yeah. Obviously, this is a hard game to pick, but you got to go with better goaltending, in my opinion. Colorado has had, I mean, is it still Georgiev over there that they have, I think? So it's like, Georgiev's okay, but he's not Jake Oettinger. Jake Oettinger's top five goalie in the league, easy. And so I'm definitely picking Dallas over Colorado every day. And I'll say Dallas wins 5-2.
No, okay. I've got Dallas.
That's what you said, Dad.
I've got Dallas over Colorado by a score of 6-2.
Nice.
So Colorado can only score 2 points.
Yeah. No
Stonewall
more.
Right. Ottinger.
All right, so next we got a game on the 20th, Calgary at Seattle. Calgary at Seattle. I've got Seattle winning this game 4-3 in overtime, and I think Markstrom lets in a soft goal in OT.
You don't like Markstrom. Wow.
I don't like Calgary. I don't know why I'm following them, but I'm following them. Go ahead.
You can always be like me and jump ship.
No, I'm not like you.
I like Calgary in this game. I think Markstrom's a better goaltender than... Wait, who does Seattle have? Is it Stoger Bauer? Yeah. I think Markstrom's better. Dad hates on Markstrom, but he's not bad. He's coming back from injury as well. Which, did you know that, Dad? Did you know that Markstrom was injured? Okay. Yep. I wasn't sure how closely you follow your team. Jeez. I don't know. I don't know, because he doesn't like Markstrom, so he was probably rejoicing when he heard that news. No. Anyhow, I'm going to say Calgary's going to win this game. They've been picking it up a little bit, but not, I mean, it's Seattle. So I'm going to say they're going to win this game 3-1.
How dare you bad talk my former Seattle Kraken like that?
Boo-hoo.
But I'm going to say Calgary 5-3.
All right. And last game of week 7 is November 22nd, Black Friday. The New York Rangers at the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm actually picking the Rangers in this game. I think they win it 6-3. I think they blitz Pittsburgh pretty badly in this game, and I think Shesterkin stands on his head and only lets in 3.
Shesterkin's been injured.
He'll be
okay,
back for that
but
game.
Whoever their goalie is, I still think he's going to stand on his head.
Jonathan Quick.
Everybody who plays the Pittsburgh Penguins stands on their head.
It's true. But
Igor will be back for this game.
He will?
He's day-to-day right now. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's been day-to-day for a while, apparently. He's been out for the last, like, 5 games, I think, for the Rangers. But Jonathan Quick.
So, Abby, who you got?
I'm just saying, Jonathan Quick has been playing very well for them. Yeah, let me finish that thing. Anyways, I also think the Rangers are going to win this game. They've got, I mean, coming into Pittsburgh Barn, it'll be embarrassing, but I think they're going to win 4-3. I don't have anything more to say about that.
Okay. Andrew?
I have the Rangers as well. It will truly be a Black Friday for Penguins fans. And the Rangers are going to win 4-2 in overtime.
All right.
Just 4-2.
Thank you guys for listening.
All right. So moving on to week 8, we have another Pittsburgh game. So back-to-back Pittsburgh games here. On the 24th, Pittsburgh at Buffalo. I've got Buffalo – or excuse me. I've got Pittsburgh actually winning this game 5-3. I think they'll – you know, they'll be coming off that loss to the Rangers and they'll be kind of PO'd, and I think they'll take it to Buffalo. That's my opinion. Abby, who you got?
I also have Pittsburgh in this game. I mean, they beat Buffalo before. They have what it takes to beat this team specifically. And they'll be mad about losing to the Rangers. So I'm going to say Pittsburgh's going to win this game 4-0. Wait, no. 5-1.
I have Pittsburgh with the clean sweep from all three of us. Pittsburgh 3-0 against Buffalo.
All right. Next game is on the 25th, Boston at the Rangers. I like Boston in this game to squeak out a 5-4 win. I just think Boston's a better team. I think Boston's the cream of the crop in the NHL right now. I think they're, well, I won't get into that, but I think they win this game 5-4.
Fair. Boston has been playing very well. Oh boy.
Better than Dallas.
I'm going to go with Boston. I feel like I'm just copying Dad at this point. I don't know. Have I predicted one that wasn't the same as Dad?
Yeah.
I predicted 2 that weren't the same as Dad. So anyway,
the Toronto Detroit game.
Yeah, and then this Seattle-Calgary game. But I'm going to say Boston wins this game. I'm going to say it's going to be a goaltending battle. I'll say a 2-1. 2-1 victory for Boston.
Okay.
It's Andrew? A 5-2 victory for Boston. Get your score correct. Boston's not scoring only two. With the elite offensive powerhouse that is Pasternak and Marchand and Charlie Coyle and Charlie McAvoy?
Are you actually calling Charlie McAvoy an elite offensive powerhouse?
I am calling Charlie McAvoy an elite offensive defenseman, yes.
All right, moving on.
No, but no, that spot is reserved specifically for Cody Ceci. You cannot.
Where is Cody Ceci this year?
Any disrespect, Edmonton.
Still.
Yeah, he's dying over there in Edmonton.
That's why they're losing.
No,
all right. So Minnesota at Detroit is the next game that we're going to be picking. This is on the 26th. This is a game that I think is going to be. I think it's going to be a close game, but again, I think Minnesota loses. And Detroit wins 3-2.
Well, Minnesota has been such a weird team this year. It's just been like they've just not been it.
Correct.
So I don't disagree with you. And I want to vote for something different than you one of these times, but I'm also going to say Detroit. It just doesn't make sense to vote for Minnesota in this instance. So I'm going to say Minnesota. 4-2. Everyone was so high on Gustafson going into this year, and he has just like flopped. And I feel bad.
Did you say Minnesota 4-2?
No, I said Detroit. If I said Minnesota, I did not mean to.
No, she said Detroit 4-2.
Okay. Then I was this. I too have Detroit, and it's a 3-1 victory for the Wings from Michigan. Detroit specifically, not the Kalamazoo Wings, the Detroit Red Wings.
Correct.
Yeah, because there are the Kalamazoo Wings.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I get that clear.
We've got Dallas at Winnipeg. I like Dallas in this game to win handily, 6-3. What was that? Was that you?
Keep voting for the people I'm voting for. You keep choosing the people that I choose. Well, I'm going to say Dallas too. I can't not say Dallas.
Yeah, you can.
Against Winnipeg, they're going to win 5-3.
I do have Dallas written down.
5-2.
I have Dallas written down. But against my better judgment, I'm switching it to Winnipeg.
Oh, see, now if we all pick the same winners, we could conceivably go 100% for the week.
But we're not going to. And it's going to be a 4-3 win for the Winnipeg Jets in overtime.
4-3 overtime win for the Jets. Okay, and final game for this prediction contest, the 28th of November, West Coast game, Anaheim at Vancouver. I like Anaheim in this game, 4-2. Although since Andrew has changed his allegiance to the Vancouver Canucks, yeah, I'm definitely going with Anaheim, 4-2. Abby, who you got?
Vancouver. Finally get to choose one not the same. Vancouver is going to win this game. Vancouver is going to blow out Anaheim. I love Anaheim. They don't have what it takes to beat Vancouver. 5-1 win for the Canucks. So there.
Okay. Andrew?
I have my Vancouver Canucks. I've been riding and dying with them since last year. Forget that two-month hiatus where I switched over to Seattle. Just forget about it. Just forget about it, okay?
That didn't happen. Forget about it.
Forget about what?
Exactly. And Vancouver's going to win 4-2-1 against the mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
All right. There you go. Recap. All right, so, real quick. Toronto at Detroit in Sweden. Andrew and Abby pick Detroit 4-2, 3-2 respectively. Jim picks Toronto 4-2. Chicago at Nashville, also in Sweden. Andrew has Nashville winning 5-4 in overtime. Abby and Jim have Chicago winning Abby 4-1, Jim 3-2 in overtime. Colorado at Dallas. Everybody picked Dallas. Andrew 6-2, Abby 5-2, Jim 5-2. Calgary at Seattle. Andrew and Abby have Calgary 5-3 and 3-1 respectively, and Jim has Seattle 4-3 in overtime. New York Rangers at Pittsburgh. Everybody's picking New York to win that game. Andrew 4-2, Abby 4-3, Jim 6-3. Going on to week 8, Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Everybody's picking Pittsburgh. Andrew 3-0, Abby 5-1, Jim 5-3. Boston at New York. Everybody's picking Boston. Andrew 5-2, Boston 2-1, and Jim 5-4. Minnesota at Detroit. Everyone's picking Detroit here. 3-1, Andrew. 4-2, Abby, and 3-2, Jim. Dallas at Winnipeg. Andrew was the lone Winnipeg voter just because he wanted to be different, but he's picking Winnipeg 4-3 in overtime. Jim and Abby both picked Dallas to win. Abby 5-3, Jim 6-3. Anaheim at Vancouver. Andrew and Abby both picked Vancouver to win this game 4-1 and 5-1 respectively, and Jim likes Anaheim 4-2. And that, my friends, is your prediction contest for the next 2 weeks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, as we said, we will not be recording next week because it will be Thanksgiving weekend and we will be gone. And Michigan will be playing Ohio State, so my Saturday is booked up. So, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Pens and Stuff podcast. If you missed the last 2 weeks, that's because we didn't upload last week, and the week that you just go listen to it, it's out. And again, we appreciate you guys listening to us. We appreciate you sticking with us. If you want to email us, you can do that at pensandstuffpodcast@gmail.com. And let us know what you think of the podcast. So, any last words before we sign off, guys?
Nope, none for me.
Dallas is going to win the Central. And Nashville's going
to
lose.
That's a hot take.
Vancouver's going to drop to fourth in the Pacific because Andrew started voting for them. Anaheim's going to bottom out. And Edmonton's going to find their feet. And then over
no,
in
they're
the
not.
Atlantic,
Edmonton sucks.
Ottawa's going to do amazing things. Ottawa's going to do very well. Toronto's going to drop down to sixth in the league at some point.
Oh, you're
or
full
sixth,
of it.
Sixth in the Atlantic.
All right, and, guys, we're going to get out of here
in the Metro. Philly's going to be eighth at the end of the season.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Pens and Stuff podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Abby.
Let's go, Pens.
Let's go, Pens.
Let's freaking go.
And let's go, Vancouver.
And
we're back, boys. We're back.
Woo! Dad.